Michael Genovese from Nine News is up in Broome, where a fatal shark attack happened yesterday, the 14th in the past decade in this state. The Fisheries Minister, Peter Tinley, is in the studio. I'm going to talk to him in just a moment about that issue, but also the Brereton report. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. They're just reopening Cable Beach now. The rangers come down to reopen it 24 hours after what unfolded yesterday. Charles Cernobori is his name, 59-year-old. He's known as Chuck to his mates from all accounts. Pretty good fella. Went out for a bodyboard yesterday at this time of morning and just didn't come back. What unfolded on the beach sounds dramatic in a lot of different ways. So he was mauled, we understand, on his hand and his thigh, and it was some beachgoers who actually saw this happen, and they've gone into the water and pulled him out onto the sand, called police. Now, by the time police got there, their role was to try and give CPR to try and bring him back, but the shark was actually lingering, I hear, within 2 to 3 metres of the water's edge, and it was at that point we've had it confirmed that one of the police officers fired at least one shot at the animal. Whether that's hit, we're not sure. The animal swam off, and that's when a proper fishery search for it has commenced. Now, we were told that that would get underway again at first light this morning. There's been a hell of a weather system that's rolled through here overnight, so that's put literally a dampener on things and that search effort for the one animal. But, I mean, good luck finding it, because it's a big ocean and it's a small shark. Well, it's about 3 to 4 metres, according to the people who saw it. So that's the situation in Broome. All beaches were actually closed down over the past 24 hours, and the Shire has just told me that all of them are going to reopen around about now this morning.
Do you think holiday makers will be keen to get back in the water?
It was a different feel last night. I was here a month ago, and the sand is normally dotted with people relaxing at sunset. I mean, that's why thousands of West Aussies come here, right, to go for a swim at Cable Beach. Yesterday it was like a cage being up and people having to watch it from a distance. So Cable Beach is loved by a lot of people in WA, a lot of people in Australia, and it's world famous, isn't it? So to have people see it but not be allowed on it was a bit of a kick in the guts for this community last night. And a lot of them are just stunned as well. So you hear the word shark attack in Broome and you think, oh, no, surely they've made a mistake there and it's a crocodile attack. But no, this one's actually a shark, the species of which still unknown.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate the report. Michael Genovese from our 6PR 9 newsroom up in Broome. And the Fisheries Minister is Peter Tinley, is here in the studio. Peter, good morning.
Thanks, Gareth.
Police firing at a shark from the beach, is that unusual? Sounds unusual to me.
Well, I'm very cautious here because police officers have to make decisions in split seconds.
Yeah.
And clearly those police officers decided that they needed to discharge their firearm for a reason. There'll be a process, as you're aware. Police go through a rigorous process every time a firearm's discharged. So that'll be part of the incident report we get in the conclusion of this tragic event.
It is a tragic event, and it's the second time, well, it was only last month that we spoke about Andrew Sharp in Esperance. Does the government's approach to sharks change at all as a result of this?
No, it doesn't. This is really, in my view, sort of without trivialising it, sort of seems to be the definition of random. In a shark north like this, we haven't nearly 30 years since we've had an attack in the Kimberley. And so we'll wait for the incident report. I want to see the DNA sampling that was done. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get a species and they can make a determination about what the behaviour was. Tiger sharks do behave a bit different than whites. We know that. We started tagging tiger sharks now to learn a bit more about those. In terms of policy, we're very clear that if there is an imminent danger to anybody in the water or the public, then we will take lethal action.